Folks, before I start, I have to say that, like so many across the country, I'm disappointed in the Supreme Court's decision today, you may or may not have heard of, in Shelby County versus Holder, the Voting Rights Act. The Voting Rights Act, the cornerstone of the American Civil Rights Movement, the thing that really got me engaged in politics as a young kid, got me to run for the United States Senate when I was 29 years old. That law, today's decision, upset a well-established practice. The Voting Rights Act has been repeatedly enacted by overwhelming bipartisan majorities in the Congress. For 17 years, I was chairman of or the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. And every time it came up for reauthorization, we got support. If I'm not mistaken, the last time, Strom Thurmond voted to reauthorize it as well. No, I'm serious. So in 2006, it was reauthorized by unanimous support of the United States Senate and near unanimous support of the House of Representatives. And this support is based on a recognition that voting rights, voting is a fundamental right. It's the foundation of our democracy. The Voting Rights Act has been critical and an effective means to guarantee that core right. As the Supreme Court acknowledged, we've made progress as a nation. The Supreme Court also recognized voting discrimination still exists. Between 1982 and 2006, the Justice Department blocked 700 changes in local voting rules, 700 changes, based on their determination that the changes were designed to be discriminatory. They discriminated. In 2011, South Carolina passed a law requiring voters to show certain forms of ID at the polls. The Justice Department objected to the law. At the trial, showing that there were 60,000 black voters in the state who would have been denied the right to vote the day the law took effect. But, folks, as we move forward, let's remember that that not all the Voting Rights Act was struck down. The court — I won't go into the detail of the decision, but the Congress — it says the Congress can pass new legislation. They struck down a section that talked about new regulations ensuring that every American has equal access to the polls. We're going to work with Congress in this effort, and the administration can do everything in our power to ensure fair and equal voting processes are maintained. So there's a lot of work that's going to have to be done, but it's nonetheless disappointing that the court made the change, made the decision it did.